The 2014 World Cup on InPlay Radio.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
Hello everyone and welcome along to William Hill's World Cup Preview. Dave Kelner, Lee Phelps and Ray Druitt here in the studio to look ahead to the World Cup 2014 in Brazil. And we're starting off with Group A, Brazil's group. They're alongside Croatia, Cameroon and Mexico in this group. And Lee, this is a group you'd expect Brazil to conquer with ease.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? I mean, the home tournament, it's just been going to be crazy. The atmosphere is going to be insane. Great team. There's nothing to stop them, really. They're 1-4 to win the group. So, you know, I think a lot of people, if they like a short price, that's a nice way to get your World Cup started, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you get stuck into that 1-4. We're really looking, Ray, here at who finishes second in this group.
Yeah, some equally strong sides. Mexico, Cameroon and Croatia are all relatively on the same par. But I'm thinking goals. We've got Eduardo, we've got Mandzukic, we've got Rakitic, all of which are probably going to be key players for Croatia.
Yeah.
Mexico are not going to score enough. They've left Carlos Vela out, they've left Aquino out. So we'll be looking for Croatia to take that second spot. 6-4 for the straight forecast of Brazil and Croatia.
And you're looking at Cameroon's side, their team, their squad. It's an ageing team. They've got Samuel Eto'o in the lineup. He's likely to start. Alex Song as well. Goodness knows how old Samuel Eto'o is now. It is an ageing team for Cameroon. They're surely susceptible in this World Cup.
Yeah, I think so. They've got one match in Manaus, which I think will play into their favour. But I agree. You know, Eto'o, the Mourinho thing about Eto'o's age. He's a class player. We know that. He's a world-class player.
Yeah.
The pace might suit him. You know, think about Manaus. They're not going to be tearing up and down the pitch. But my bet comes in Cameroon's top goal scorer market. And I'm taking Eto'o on. He's the favourite. I just think he's more of a playmaker. He'll be sitting behind. They rely on him to do everything. And I think I'm looking at someone who's had a great season this year in France, who scored 16 goals in Ligue 1, and I think he's the man. I don't think they're going out of the group. I agree with Ray on the straight forecast.
Yeah.
So I think you might need two or three goals to win this market. And I've gone for an 8-1 selection, Vincent Aboubakar.
Is it Aboubakar or is it Aboubakar?
I mean, you can say what you want, DK, but I'm just going to collect the 8-1 winnings and then we'll all be happy, won't we?
It'll be a first time for everything. Lee Phelps collecting an 8-1 shot in this opening group, Group A. Vincent Aboubakar to top score for Cameroon. Ray looking at the forecast here. Brazil to top the group. Croatia to finish second. Looks a solid, solid 6-4 shot.
The 2014 World Cup on InPlay Radio.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
Group B is an absolute cracker with Spain, Chile, the Netherlands and Australia in this group. Spain going for four big tournament wins in a row, Ray. But this looks like an ageing Spain team, an ageing Spanish squad.
Well, potentially, yes, but I'd probably disagree, actually. They've still got the likes of Teo, the likes of Coque, who's had a fantastic season at Atletico Madrid. They're actually breeding a lot of young talent, so obviously the big guys like Xabi and Iniesta are ageing, but I still think they've got a youthful bunch as well.
So Spain, favourites for this group. You've got the Netherlands in there as well. They're coached by Louis van Gaal, who is an absolute master tactician. He'll be at Manchester United next year. Maybe he's already thinking about Manchester United. He's thinking about forming a squad for next year's season. He might not be fully focused this time round.
He's brought a relatively strong side. It's a mixture of youth and experience. But I think the youth, I think they've got seven players from Feyenoord who only finished second in Holland. Now, for me, that doesn't spell you can go on to win the World Cup.
OK, so Spain, your pick. Lee, what do you think to this Spanish squad? Obviously, they've got some incredibly talented players. Ray's just been through a few there. I always get the feeling football and sport cyclical. Have Spain had their time at the top?
Yeah, I think they have. I mean, I think they showed in the Confederations Cup last year that they can go out there and do it. They performed well, and you know, we know that the Brazilian public absolutely loved them. From going in thinking, oh, well, it's boring, all this Spanish football, they actually watched it and thought, wow, we've never seen anything like this. I think they're suited to the climate out there, and I think they're obviously going to go well, but I think Chile might win this group, you know.
Yeah.
I think they might just edge it. I mean, it's amazing that we're not putting up the Netherlands. The problem with the Netherlands is that they played Ecuador recently in a 1-1 draw. They tried out this five-man at the back system because Strootman's got injured. Now, to be trying out a new system that close to a World Cup, can even a master tactician cope with that? So, I mean, it seems daft almost going against Netherlands, but I'd be tempted on the value grounds to go for Chile, Spain as the straight forecast. I just wonder if Spain have got the goals in them, if they'll just take it a bit too easy. I think Chile will be going all guns blazing. We've seen Chile at Wembley, haven't we? They beat England 2-0. They look fantastic. They're like Spain, but with a bit more get-going, a bit more forward play.
Everyone's saying pre-tournament, no one wants to draw this Chile team because they are so explosive going forward. My problem with Chile is they've got Gary Medel playing at, at centre-half here. This is a team that's got, arguably, they've got a lot to prove defensively.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I agree with that. But I just think it's going forward, and I think they will be able to cope. And I think they'll just be such a great atmosphere around them and every South American team. You know, great record at home, Chile, by the way. You know, I know they're not at home, but they're on their continent. I think it will have an impact.
Let's get the best bets then for this group, Group B, Ray.
Well, I'm opposing both of you guys. I'm taking Spain, Chile, straight forecast. I think Chile are a good side. They will pip Netherlands to that second spot, but I think Spain will have way too much. So that is my best bet, the straight forecast of Spain-Chile.
Spain-Chile, straight forecast. And usually it's not a bad tactic opposing myself and you, Lee. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. We haven't mentioned the Aussies, have we?
No.
You know, Kylie will be there, surely, supporting. Jason, they'll all be there. I'm going for Australia total points, zero. Big fat zero. I mean, they're taking a quite young side, but there's no Robbie Cruise, who's one of their best players. Tom Ruddock's been in poor form all season. Tim Cahill is their man. Now, if he doesn't do it, no one does. And the defence is weak for me. I think they're very inexperienced.
They're taking two League One players. If you're taking two League One players for a World Cup, you're not really going to perform, are you?
And even if we don't think Netherlands will be right at it, they'll still beat Australia. Yeah. Chile will beat Australia. Spain will beat Australia. So 0 points, 6-4.
Best bets for Group B then here with myself, Lee and Ray. Ray going with the straight forecast, Spain to beat Chile. And Lee going for the Aussies to get 0 points.
The 2014 World Cup on In Play Radio.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
We're on air for every second of all 64 matches, with hundreds of in-play markets on every game, expert pundits in the studio, on the line, and in Brazil. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Here's William Hill's preview of Group C, and should be a good group. It's Colombia's group. They're in with Ivory Coast, Japan, and Greece. And I suppose Colombia 4-5 to win the group. Chaps, that's as expected. You'd expect Colombia to be strong in their home continent here. But they rely heavily on Radamel Falcao, and he's an injury doubt, Lee. There's no real sign that he's going to be fully fit for this World Cup.
No, he says he is, doesn't he? And he's very confident, but then he would be, I suppose. I'm not sure they need him to get through the group. I know Ray likes Colombia a lot. I think, look at the other end of the pitch. The defence, stingiest defence in qualifying in South America. Fantastic team, you know. And they've got other players who could fill that void. Admittedly, they played a friendly recently and only got a 1-1 draw, and they looked a little bit laboured without Falcao. But it's a bit like when we've had England in the previous World Cups, we'll be waiting for Beckham to get fit and waiting for Rooney.
Yeah.
You know, we've always said, oh, you know, when we get out of the group stages, they'll be fit for those bits.
It's funny that, because some people don't want Rooney to be fit for this World Cup.
Yeah. But I think if they've got Falcao anywhere near and they can get through the group and then have him fit for the round of 16, interesting team.
You say maybe it doesn't matter that much that if Falcao's not fit, but this is a guy that got 9 of 13 goals in qualifying when Colombia finished second behind Brazil. They're obviously a very strong team, but they do rely heavily on Falcao.
They do, but of course they tend to play with one up top, so if he is that man, then no one else is going to get a look in, unfortunately. But Baca has a fantastic season for Sevilla. Of course, they just won Europa League. Yeah. We have Jackson Martinez of Porto, who's equally as impressive, and not to mention Adrian Ramos, who's just got himself a move to Borussia Dortmund on the back of another fantastic season. So they've got plenty of players to fill that Falcao void. Of course, he is a fantastic player, but they can probably do without him. I agree with Lee, they probably do without him in this group stage.
Okay, let's hope he's fit anyway, because it will be a better World Cup if Falcao's playing.
Definitely.
Lee, best bet in Group C then?
I was caught between two, and they're very different prices as well. I like Japan to score over 3.5 goals in the group. Don't think they'll get out of the group, but their style is attack. You know, they've got Honda back now, they've got Kagawa and others. I just think that they will score goals. In the Confederations Cup last year, they were in a group with Brazil, Mexico and Italy, scored 4 goals there. Obviously didn't win every game, but they attack. And I think the fact that they'll concede means they'll have to attack even more.
Yeah.
That's even money. My other one's an 8-1 shot, and this is Wilfried Bony to be top scorer for Ivory Coast. In a way, I'd rather them not get out of the group, obviously, because it's, you know, less games for him to win that by. Yaya Toure, obviously a bit of an injury doubt. We saw him come off in that final Premier League game. Didier Drogba's had a groin operation. Will he be fit enough at his age to play the first game? What if they miss a game and that allows Bony to come in? Scored loads of goals for Swansea this season. 8-1,
Finished the season really well as well.
Oh yeah, I've watched him all season round. I love his style of play. He's like another Didier Drogba, isn't he? He's
playing
in the same mould. Very powerful. I think he can get goals against Japan. I think he can get goals against Greece. The worry is, that does he play?
Yeah, that's the major issue.
If he does that as well, he gets a summer move, doesn't he?
Liverpool have already put in a bid, we're told, aren't we? So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the 8-1. You know,
I like that bet.
Yeah, thanks.
Ivory Coast, well, I mean, if you're saying that, then 8-1 Wilfred Bony to be top scorer for the Ivory Coast. Let's hope Didier Drogba doesn't get operation as quickly as I think he might. Ray, your best bet?
I think it's Colombia to win the group, 4-5. I think we've got enough goals in that team, as well as a lean, mean defence, as Lee touched upon. But I would also advise that maybe Colombia, Ivory Coast, straight forecast here at 100-30 as well. At least mention the amount of goals they've got in them. Greece are not going to score many. Japan, hit or miss, they can score, but they ship so many goals. 100-30 for the top two sides to make it a 1-2. I think that's a big price.
I'm sorry, Didier, I didn't mean it. Hopefully you'll be fit for the World Cup. Two bets there for you, then Wilfred Bony to top score for the Ivory Coast at 8-1, and Ray going with Colombia to win the group at 4-5. That's Group C.
InPlay Radio's hours are changing for the summer. We're on air from 4 p.m. weekdays, 12 noon weekends, and staying late every night for the World Cup. Plus, we've got blanket coverage of Wimbledon with tennis experts in the studio from 11 a.m. throughout the two-week tournament. InPlay Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
This, of course, is England's group. England in with Italy, Uruguay and Costa Rica this time around. Ray, we've got to start with England. Roy Hodgson has selected that 23-man squad. And for the first time in my living memory anyway, there's been no real controversy surrounding that 23-man squad.
The only
the only real note of controversy has been the omission of Ashley Cole. But listen, Ashley Cole is aging now. It's not a real big pointer, is it, to England's World Cup chance?
No, you would think not. You would think not. They will be on the back foot defensively for the majority of the time. Leighton Baines probably can do that job well enough. And on the off chance he is injured, Luke Shaw has been a fantastic servant for Southampton this season. So you would imagine we've got enough in that area.
I think 33-1. I'm going to put this out there. Everything's got its price. We know that 33-1 on England Lee is a good price for this World Cup.
Yeah, it's a big price, and I get what you're saying. They'll be shorter than that if they get out of the group. But at the end of the day, for your normal punter out there who wants to back someone to win, not necessarily back to lay or anything like that, they're not going to win the World Cup, Dave. So you could put another nought on it, and it's a good price.
God, if they win the World Cup now, this clip will be played for years to come.
But they're not going to win the World Cup. I mean, they're going to become the first non-South American team to win a World Cup in South America.
No, I think conditions are probably against
them. And it's a lot to ask of them, isn't it? I think what it's given us is some hope and some, it's nice. If they get out of the group, fantastic. I don't think either of us are that confident of them getting out of the group, to be honest.
I am. Right. I think they'll get out of this group. They've got, obviously, Uruguay to contend with, Italy to contend with as well here. That opening match against Italy, Lee, that's going to be key, crucial for this group.
Yeah, and just think, I know a lot's been made already of Manaus, but, I mean, you hear from Brazilian league players who play in Manaus and they say they can barely manage 90 minutes.
Yeah.
These are guys who live and breathe those conditions. Imagine what it's going to be like for these England.
Well, Wayne Rooney's face is going to be red, isn't it?
It's going to be beetroot.
He's going to be sunburned.
Definitely. But I think, I don't know what Ray thinks, but I think this group may be the lowest scoring group of the lot.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very difficult. You've got the Italians notoriously very, very strong defensively. Uruguay themselves, although they've got Suarez and Cavani, they're quite a tentative side by all means. And Costa Rica themselves, obviously quite a weak side. So yeah, I can see this one being a very, very tight affair. One thing that would worry me about England is that when we're playing in the likes of Manaus, he's picked quite a Liverpool-based side with Sturridge and Sterling. If he sets them up that way, they're not going to be able to play with that pace and intensity. They're going to be really cut out. So he's going to have to change Sterling, Sturridge, Henderson and Gerrard for this World Cup. But I don't think it's going to work.
Okay, so what's your bet in this group, Ray?
I really like something Lee's just touched upon. England under 4.5 goals, group goals. Mm. I think that's 5-6. I don't see them scoring too many. Of course, they didn't score many in South Africa. We didn't score many in Germany a few years ago either.
Yeah.
It's generally quite a big problem for England scoring goals in these major competitions. So I think unders is the way to go here.
Under 4.5 England goals, that's an anti-patriotic punt there from Ray. Lee?
Well, I kind of agree with him. And in a way, for my bet to land, I need that to happen. mine is Steven Gerrard to be the top England goal scorer at 10-1. Obviously on penalties, you know, free kick specialist, we know that. He's got a lot to prove, hasn't he? You know, after the end of the season, I still think he'll get forward. I know he'll play more of an anchoring role.
Yeah, I was just about to say that restrained quarterback role that has been adopted by Brendan Rodgers and that Liverpool
He's still
side.
Got forward though for Liverpool. Yeah, it's not like he's been sat at the back all the time. You know, you can't lose that from Gerrard. I think you'll need it. You know, he scored World Cup goals before. He's so crucial to England this World Cup. He's got that experience. And I just think looking at the value, not since the days of Shearer and Owen have England strikers actually won this bet. So yeah. It's, you know, Beckham won it. You know, when he was playing, Gerrard's also won it, scoring penalties. So I think Gerrard at 10-1, just a bit big for me. I expected him to be a bit shorter than that. And if they do go out of the group stages and it is a low-scoring one, again, you might only need two goals.
Yeah.
Bets in Group D then, England's group. England under 4.5 goals in the group for Ray. That's in the betting at 5-6. And Lee going with Steven Gerrard to be England's top scorer at 10-1. Should be a cracking group to get stuck into here with William Hill.
Football on In Play Radio. Hundreds of leagues, thousands of matches, millions of markets. Only on William Hill's In Play Radio.
We're looking at Group E now. It's Dave Kellner, Lee Phelps and Ray Druitt in the studio. And this is France's group. And Ray, this looks like France's group as well, doesn't it? They should be able to get out of this group with relative ease. But there are, as ever with the French national side, there are a few background issues. Samir Nasri's wife's taken to Twitter to criticise Didier Deschamps and criticise France in general as a country. She didn't just stop at Deschamps, she went after the whole nation. So there are a few negatives with France as per usual.
They are, but I think Deschamps himself has addressed those very, very early on with his squad selection. He's left out the potential troublemakers in Clichy and Nasri, and they look like they may well learn from 4 years ago, and he's got a very, very talented bunch on his hands in quite an easy group as well, so I'm expecting big things from the French.
I loved what Deschamps said as well with regards to that incident. He said, "Listen, I'm here to pick a squad, a 23-man squad. I didn't just select the 23 best French players." And that's the way to do it as manager. He's managed the situation well in the lead-up to the World Cup.
Of course it is. If Nasri doesn't fit into his system, then you pick the players that do. It's not rocket science, is it? You pick the best players for your system to do the best you possibly can for your country. And I'm with Deschamps. Of course, Nasri is a very good player. He's just won the league. But I think they've got equally as good players in that squad.
Okay, so you fancy France in this group?
I really do, yeah. I also fancy them to actually go on unbeaten, well, not unbeaten, but win every single game in this group. 15-4 that they do so. Obviously, they've played with Switzerland, Honduras and Ecuador, none of which will really provide too much of a problem. Obviously, that if they do win the first two, that third game, they may rest a few players, but then they're bringing in Giroud or Loïc Rémy. Still got a very, very deep squad. So, of course, if I do expect them to win all three games, 4-5 that they actually win the group is big. And although I'm getting a bit of stick, I actually think the French could go further than expected at 20-1 or a decent outright price.
France, World Cup
as an outsider, of course.
20-1?
I think if you look at the progression, I think they will play Bosnia in the second round if things go well. And then in the quarters, they're up against a Germany side without a striker, on a Belgium side, which we don't really know too much about. And then they could be in the semis before you know it.
Yeah, Ray was preempting the attack there for you. He caught your face out of the corner of his eye there, the scowl.
To be fair, you can catch my face from any place in the studio, I think. I'm not opposing that idea. I just don't think I could trust them, you know, because of what you said at the start.
I can't trust the French.
It's just there's something there that they're always likely to blow up at some point, aren't they? But you've looked at it through the tournament, and yep. I can see how they could get to the semis, and then you're onto a nice bet, aren't you? By that point, you know, you suddenly sat on a lovely bet. But not for me. I just don't think they'll do it.
What's your betting group E then, Lee?
Well, I was looking at where these teams are playing. Now, I think the Swiss can get something out of France. I think the Swiss could probably get a draw out of France. Honduras are playing Switzerland in Manaus at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I think Honduras win that game. Mm. Honduras is as hot as Manaus. You know, its humidity is right up there like Manaus. It's an Amazonian kind of country. I just think that they can get a result there. I think they can get a draw with Ecuador. Stick with me here. I'm going to get it. They can get a draw with Ecuador. And I think Ecuador finished bottom of the group. I think Switzerland beat Ecuador, get a draw with France, and the only point Ecuador get is one against Honduras.
You do realise that all these Swiss players, they're not just playing in countries that are particularly harsh from a climate perspective.
Okay, if you
they're not all playing in alpine countries.
If you ran out on that pitch in Manaus, you wouldn't last 30 seconds.
I'd just be a puddle.
I think we've got to take that into account. You know, not everyone can be wrong about this. You know, it's not just the UK media that's hyping how hot this place is. It's Amazonian. You know, it's seriously humid. Honduran players are used to that.
I think one thing I would touch upon with this Honduras team as well, it's a very, very youthful side.
Yeah, very
attacking. They've taken a lot of the young players that actually went to the Olympics in London just a few years ago. So they have kind of made this a youthful looking side, which will only help in these conditions.
Yeah. So, Ecuador to finish bottom of the group, 5-1.
Good bets there then from the chaps. Ecuador to finish bottom for Lee Phelps at 5-1. And Ray going with that France bet. France to win the World Cup, 20-1. And looking for France to take all 9 points from the group as well at 15-4. And if they do, they'll obviously finish top of the group as well. That's Group E, here with William Hill.
You can now listen to William Hill's three radio stations on the go. Just download the William Hill app and you can hear the tips and bet in one place on your phone or tablet. All you do is click the sports menu on the left-hand side, select radio, and touch the horse to pick your station. In Play Radio from William Hill.
We're going to look at Group F now, which is Argentina's group. In this group with Nigeria, Iran and Bosnia. And Lee, Argentina have some absolutely sensational players. Lionel Messi and Sergio Aguero, to name a couple. Yeah. And Lionel Messi, people saying at the end of the Spanish La Liga season, he's been saving himself for this World Cup, ready to cement his status as one of the, if not the greatest ever.
Yeah, just amazing, isn't he? Just there was a shot on the TV recently of his, when he signed the new contract, of his goal scoring record. And I know we all know it, but when you see it on screen, it's just phenomenal what he does at club level. Now, can he replicate that now at international level? I think we've started to see signs of it in recent seasons.
Have we?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think we're starting to see him grow into that role. It's a big role. You know, Argentinians haven't always liked him as much as you'd think they would. Now he's got to step up. He's got to become the new Maradona, hasn't he? Doing it in Brazil. I mean, what an opportunity Argentina have got. He's got quality throughout the team. They're my pick for the whole thing. I know it's not the biggest price in the world, but when you look at the checklist of what you need to win a World Cup in South America, they've got pretty much everything going for them.
Yep. Have they got it defensively?
Yeah, I think they have. I think they have got it defensively. And it's not like, I think they've got so many goals in them that I don't think they're going to have to win 2-0 every game either. I mean, Aguero is just, he's one of my favourite players in world football at the moment. You watch him, he's skill on the ball, and all the other players they've got. I just think, you're taking Brazil on, Ray, because they've got pressure. Yeah. Argentina haven't got the pressure, have they?
Not as much anyway.
I just wonder, the only real negative with Aguero is he's got that hamstring problem, hasn't he? And that keeps recurring. And that is a negative going into a World Cup, especially in a good month off to recuperate.
And he was playing. It wasn't like it was terrible. It wasn't like it was torn. He's been playing on it, hasn't he? So, for Man City.
Yeah, yeah. Sergio Aguero, Lionel Messi, obviously, going to be stars in, or you'd hope they're going to be stars in this World Cup. For Argentina, Ray, and I'm looking forward to that Ronaldo-Messi battle. Who's the greatest? Who's the best right now? That I'm hoping Ronaldo produces for Portugal. I'm hoping Messi produces for Argentina.
Yeah, one thing I would say about Messi is it's very difficult, once you've switched off, to switch back on again and get to that level which he's been at. So I would oppose him for the Golden Boot, and I would be taking, as Lee mentioned, Sergio Aguero. I know he has got his injury doubts, but at 14-1, you would imagine he's going to be playing the majority of the games. And his goal scoring record, although it's not in the level of Ronaldo and Messi, it's still very, very impressive. So I just think, with Messi, I think I could oppose him on the basis that he hasn't really been playing for the last 3 months.
Mm. That's my tip for the Golden Boot, Aguero.
Yeah.
I just think, I mean, I'll come on to Iran in a minute, but they've got Iran in this group. He could get three in that game.
Yeah.
Okay, so Aguero 14-1 to win the Golden Boot. That looks like a cracking bet. Ray, what's your best bet in this group?
Well, I think we're both keen on Argentina to go certainly very, very far in here. So again, it's just picking that second place team. Mm-hmm. Bosnia and Nigeria, the ones that I was kind of siding between. So of course, Iran are probably not really going to get there. Bosnia themselves have got goals in them. Dzeko, Ibizevic and Pjanic as well, who's had a fantastic season with Roma. And they're quite solid at the back as well. They've got Begovic in goal. So I think they may just be able to get ahead of the Super Eagles and just take that second spot. So 11-8, Argentina, Bosnia, straight forecast.
Argentina, Bosnia, straight forecast for Ray. Let's get on to Iran then.
Wow, they're in turmoil. You know, there's always a team before the World Cup who are in turmoil. this is the team. They've recently had a warm weather training camp in South Africa. 11 players turned up. 11. Just 11. There's a major row going on. Just enough. There's a major row going on between the Iranian club sides and the country. The manager, Carlos Queiroz, has come out and pretty much said, you look at his quotes online, he's pretty much said, we're going to have a nightmare at this World Cup. He said there's no chance of them getting out of the group. He's even intimated that they won't win a game, won't even pick up a point. You can back Iran to have 0 points in this group at 5-2. I mean, that seems crazy to me, especially given what's going on. Now, they'll turn up. At this training camp in South Africa, they played a South African club side. They won the game. It was a South African club side. There were no lines on the pitch. There were no goal nets. They didn't have a kit.
Did they have jumpers down, though?
It's not ideal.
Pretty much, it was like that. It's not. I mean, you think about the preparation that goes into countries getting ready for this World Cup. They paid £30,000 in excess baggage, apparently, on one flight. Queiroz said, that could have bought us a new kit.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's unbelievable. Go and Google it and check this out. I mean, I was reading it thinking, oh, they're going to be such a short price to have 0 points. 5-2.
Where were you reading that? The Daily Mash? Was that on that website? Group F bets then, folks. A couple of cracking Group F bets. Lee's, one of Lee's best bets for the World Cup.
It is my best bet of the World Cup.
Is it really?
I'm going to say that right now.
There you go. Best bet for the World Cup, Iran. 0 points at 5-2. Look at Sergio Aguero to win the Golden Boot as well at 14-1. And Ray putting up the straight forecast in this group. Argentina to win it with Bosnia to finish second. Get your bets on here with William Hill for Group F.
60 hours of betting radio, week in, week out. This is In Play Radio from William Hill. InPlayRadio.co.uk. Your eyes on a world of betting.
Dave Kellner, Lee Phelps and Ray Druitt here in the studio ahead of the 2014 World Cup. And we're going to look at Group G next, which is Germany's group. They're in with Portugal, Ghana and the USA. And Germany, Portugal likely to be, Lee, the dominant forces in this group. You would expect anyway, Ghana and USA. Big outsiders in terms of qualification.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You know, you've got that kind of intriguing Klinsmann versus Germany match. And there's some other intriguing matches in this group. But I think Portugal to top the group. I'm not convinced by what Germany have taken. I think they'll get out of the group, obviously. But I just think Ronaldo at the helm of this Portuguese side has already called for the Brazilian public to back them. You know, there's a lot of similarities between Portugal and Brazil. A lot of Portuguese people who live in Brazil. So massive support. And I'm looking at Portugal to top the group, Germany second, 7-2.
That's a nice bet. You talk about Ronaldo. Who's better, Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi for me, but it's just a personal taste. I couldn't stand here and have an argument with either of you if you went Ronaldo. I just like the way Messi plays. I just prefer him. I think Ronaldo can sometimes go missing
in
a game.
He's been better in the last 12 months, though, hasn't he, Ronaldo?
Ronaldo's been significantly better in the last 12 months.
Definitely.
I think one thing I would say about Ronaldo is he scores many types of goals that Messi probably doesn't.
So it's Portugal to top the group for you with Germany to finish second. Yeah. Nice price at 7-2 if you're opposing the Germans. I like the fact that you picked up on the dynamic of Jurgen Klinsmann coaching the States now. And obviously he's been head coach of Germany before. He was classed as, he was too American for the Germans apparently because he adopted yoga and things like that. The Germans don't want yoga.
Yeah.
German efficiency, of course. It would be rude of me not to mention the German efficiency. They didn't like the yoga. They didn't like any of that stuff from Klinsmann. I want Klinsmann to get one over on this German side this time round. The States to beat Germany.
Is that the tip, Dave?
Wow. All of these previews, that's my one tip. The States to beat Germany in this World Cup.
I think the States are really going to struggle to score goals. I mean, they've taken Jose Altidore.
Yeah.
I mean, if you take Jose Altidore to a World Cup, you're asking for trouble. Clint Dempsey is probably their top scorer and their captain, and he offers very, very little. Michael Bradley's a good player, but all in all, I think the US are just struggling for personnel. I'm sure Klinsmann will do the best with what he's got, but in this group, I think any other group, they may do okay, but in this group, it's the toughest one there is.
They did get out of the group, remember? They won the group in 2010, remember, which, you know, they've got something to build on. Look how many World Cups they've qualified for. I'm not with that. I think Ghana will finish bottom of the group, but I just think they've got a little bit about them.
Odds on, aren't they, to finish bottom of the group, the USA?
10-11 to finish bottom of the group. That's something I would be backing. I know at least it's not a fan, and it's perfectly understandable. But I think with Ghana, they've got goals, they've got pace, they've got power, and they're a very young and keen side, which I think they'll probably take over the US. It's clearly it's going to be a match bet, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who wins out of Ghana, USA? Yeah. Who takes that loser takes the bottom spot? I think it will be the US.
I like Klinsmann. I want the USA to do well here. Hopefully, they'll beat Germany as well. So a couple of bets for you there. Portugal to beat Germany in the straight forecast, which is in the betting at 7-2, and Ray going for the USA to finish bottom. Can you believe it? 10-11 for that to occur. Get your bets on for Group G.
The 2014 World Cup on In Play Radio.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
We're on air for every second of all 64 matches, with hundreds of in-play markets on every game. Expert pundits in the studio, on the line, and in Brazil. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
We're going to look at Group H now, which is a Belgium's group. They're in with Russia, South Korea and Algeria here. And many people, Mr. Phelps, especially in the office we work in, they're clutching those anti-post betting slips with Belgium 2014 World Cup on them at big prices as well. They're dark horses, aren't they? But now the light horses now, aren't they?
Because yeah, I suppose so.
They've moved from the shade to the light. Do you get the analogy?
Yeah, I'm struggling a little bit with it.
I'm struggling to continue the analogy, so please just jump in any time.
Yeah, they've got great players. You know, there's no surprises that they have got great players. You know, we've seen a lot of them in the Premier League. But with that comes expectation. They've got very little World Cup experience.
And I think, no one outside of Europe knows anything about them, do they, really?
But, you know, they've got Russia in their groups, they'll know about them. You know, so I think, I think I'd be opposing them to finish top of this group. I just think once you get there, you've got to do it. You've got to mould all those players together. I think they'll get out of the group, and I think they'll do well. I think they're probably a quarter-final team. I'm not sure they'll go all the way, though. I'm not quite that confident of them.
Span of the team looks strong, though, doesn't it? Vincent Kompany, a centre-half, Eden Hazard, who can do
long, hard seasons,
things.
Though. You know, they always say about England players have long, hard seasons. But think about the team. If you look at the last World Cup, the players who played in the Premier League for foreign teams, they struggled as well. They'll be surprised if they're fatigued more than some of the players who play in mid-Europe.
On the flip side of that, Ray, Jose Mourinho criticised Eden Hazard, saying that he'd saved a little bit back for this World Cup. So Belgium might be good to go here.
Yeah, I think we've touched upon how strong they actually are. Courtois in goal, Kompany, Hazard, Lukaku. Obviously, Benteke is probably going to miss, but Lukaku is a perfect replacement.
Spine side,
they play exactly the same football. I think that they've got. The thing is, they've probably got. They could afford to lose a couple of players to injury and still be equally as strong. So I agree with Lee. They will not go on to win this bit, but I think they qualify for the group and I think they top it as well.
Okay, let's get some bets for this group then, Group H, Ray.
A bit of a surprise, actually. I'm opposing the Russians here. Of course, Fabio Capello in charge. We've seen what he did with England 4 years ago. Defence, 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 defence. You can't win a World Cup on defence. You can probably not even qualify out the group on a defence. They've got Kurzhikov, who will score goals. He's 80, what is he, 34 now? Probably about 34. He's got a bag full of goals. But I don't think they score enough as a nation, and I'm tipping South Korea actually to just nip in there and take that second spot.
Belgium, South Korea straight forecast in the betting at 9-2. That's the first mention of South Korea. No one's mentioned Algeria.
No, I've got a crazy bet here. Algeria.
Aren't they all?
Cast your mind back to 2010, that horrible game where England played Algeria. It was 0-0. It was awful. They didn't score a goal in 2010, Algeria. I don't think they'll score many in this World Cup either. Majid Bergara, Sheffield Wednesday fans will know him, Rangers fans will know him, centre-back who loves to get forward. If you go on YouTube and look at some of Majid Bergara's early goals, I'm talking crazy. I mean, I'm taking the ball from the 18-yard box to the other 18-yard box and scoring.
He thinks he's a striker, doesn't he?
He absolutely
loves
it.
He's a striker playing centre.
But he's got quality about him. He could score a free kick. Last World Cup, 60-odd caps he's got. He's the captain of the country. He scored the goal that got them into the World Cup. Doesn't score many. 25-1 to be their top scorer. They're only going to have three games in the World Cup.
One goal could nick it.
One goal could easily do it, couldn't it?
Nice, 25-1. Check out all the betting on the William Hill Sportsbook for Group H. A couple of bets for you there. Ray going with Belgium to top the group, South Korea to finish second, which is 9-2, and Lee going with Majid Bergara to top score for Algeria. Big price, 25-1 here with William Hill. Get your bets on for Group H.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.